You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett. That was UB40, Falling in Love. Next three songs will be from 1993, but that's the theme. But I want you to guess, if you're playing at home, which was in order, which topped the ARIA charts in that year. Anyway, enough of that though. We've got guests in the studio. It's not just me tonight. In that long intro, you might have thought it's just me, but no, we've got Will Burke back in the studio. How you going, mate?
G'day.
And Az back. Welcome back, Az.
Brett, great to be back.
And the package. Oh,
had,
no.
Had better things to do. Allegedly.
And, you know, I think he sort of said, I can't make it tonight, boys. But really, we made the call first, a bit like Nathan Buckley, which we might talk about a bit later. But we made the call really there.
He
didn't text the code word in last week, so
no. I think it's just a bit of a flash in the pan, one hit wonder. Maybe
I wasn't relying on him or banking corrected. On him. Yeah,
no, it's not a very reliable person, Billy.
The parcel now. I did want to talk about the push-up challenge that you're doing, Wilbur. You've been keeping yourself busy.
Trying to, yeah.
Tell us a bit about that. I've done it twice, believe it or not. But yeah. You're keeping busy. How are the wings?
I think yesterday it was our biggest day yet. Every Tuesday is a big day. So yesterday was 209. Today's 135. So all raising awareness for Headspace. Suicide prevention and just having a conversation in our community. So it's going to a good cause and with a work team, raising some funds with that. But the wings are pretty sore, mate. But I've noticed it's getting a bit easier. I think I found the first maybe 3 days it was hard to sort of do any more than 30 at a time, but now you can do sort of 40 at a time and probably go even more if you really sort of want to push it.
Yeah, I was worried about Big Will with day two. He seemed a bit, I caught up with you, a bit sore.
I was sore in my gut. Yeah. Like my abs, like the abdominal, I don't have abs, but in the chassis.
Maybe that's why you were sore then.
The chassis was showing some weak points.
The core wasn't used to that set of work. What about you, Az? Been keeping busy in lockdown, keeping fit? Or
yeah, always, mate. Going out for a run here and there. You get, stay in reasonable shape for footy. Apart from that, not too much, mate.
We'll chat a bit more about footy too, because there's been a fair bit move there since last week. As in local footy, sorry. National footy too. We'll be an action-packed show with that coming up a bit later. Now, I did want to chat about this COVID stuff very briefly, as we do all the top. So
come on,
this little it's just lurking around. Brizzy lockdown apparently it's crept up into Queensland. Yeah, did I hear that right today?
South Australia's to blame.
Still, you're blaming SA.
Yeah, it all came from that.
Okay.
No, there's been someone that's escaped. I don't think she's escaped, but it appears that she got out on the 1st of June or something like that, has gone through central New South Wales, made quite a few stops, and then ended up in the Sunshine Coast and has tested positive.
Just what we need.
I actually just received a message off my brother who lives in the Sunshine Coast.
Yes.
And he drove past the testing centre and he said the lines are kilometres long.
See, this Will, so I've just got first-hand on the ground reporting.
Yeah, yeah.
When have you brought that in the last year? That's just...
You haven't asked.
No, fair bump. Play on. No, interesting. Did you mention no toilet paper sort of flying off shelves yet?
I haven't heard about toilet paper yet, but I'm sure there'll be something,
Probably. Won't take much. That's interesting.
They did the exact same for that one...
The one day when one, or the circuit breaker.
The 3 day circuit breaker that I got caught up with in that Christmas.
It follows you around COVID, but anyway.
Yeah, I've got to stay put.
A2 Milk, are we talking about A2 Milk tonight? Or are we parking that for next week?
No, we might push that to next week.
Okay.
That's an interesting one.
We'll park that. And maybe a bit of Bitcoin chat. I wanted to talk a bit about Bitcoin, but we've got too much on tonight. So
yeah, plenty on.
We might park it for now. As I said, song theme, 1993. Play along at home. See if you can see if you can get that the order, sorry, in which those songs, I'll get it there eventually, yeah, in the ARIA charts, where they charted. So, yeah, first we had a UB40 Falling in Love, and more to come from 1993. We'll be chatting footy, national, locally, bit of State of Origin. Perfect weather up in Townsville, isn't it, at the moment?
Yep, 22.
22.
Clear skies.
Rightio. We'll get into that a bit.
Prime for footy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, righto. For the footy, sorry, rugby.
It's where it's being played, mate. It's footy.
No, you're in Victoria.
Rugby, mate.
Yeah, rugby. Thank you, Az.
Rugby league.
And we'll have a bit of a quiz too, a bit of State of Origin quiz, but more Queensland versus Vic, being Az from Vic and the Queenslander. But it will not be centred around rugby, guys, just so you do stay with us. And, a bit on this day as per usual. So action-packed show coming up. Stay with us. As in Big Wilbur will be with us for the hour. And the package, he might show up, you know, halfway through, who knows, but wouldn't hold your breath. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
Housel Honda is now Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment. Operating from the same location with the same commitment and passion to customer service and the local community that you have come to expect from Juddy and the team. Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment is still Shepparton's home to Honda motorcycles, side-by-sides and power equipment. For sales, service, advice and apparel, call into our store on Benalla Road. Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
PFB Wealth Group are financial planners specialising in self-managed super funds and retirement strategies. Did you know that around 1.1 million Aussies are members of a self-managed super fund? To see if a self-managed super fund is right for you, contact us today at PFB Wealth Group. We're located in Stewart Street, Shepparton, right next door to the Village Cinema. See us to review your super to make sure you're on track for a comfortable retirement. Phone 1-800-ADVICE, that's 1-800-ADVICE, or visit pfpwealth.com.au. PFP Private Wealth is an authorised representative of Synchron, AFSL 243313.
1FM sponsor.
Hi, Daryl from Aussie Ag Supplies. Winter is here, but we have hot deals on new tractor parts. Call us for filter kits, clutches, new engines or engine parts. For Fiat, Ford, Sami, Lamborghini, Deutz, Landini's, McCormick, New Holland or TEA Ferguson's. Also wrecking Sami, Lamborghini and Grey Fergies. We're also looking for tractors to resell like Ford's, Ferguson's, Sami, Deutz, etc. to name a few. Call me, Daryl, on 0428 235 5000.
1FM sponsor.
When your backyard or garden needs a trim, a mow, a clean, hit up Shepparton Mowers and Leisure. New owner, new name and new home of gardening machinery. Stocking a full range of Husqvarna mowers, trimmers, brush cutters, chainsaws, blowers, pressure washers and much more. Simply put, you'll find what you need there. They got everything for mowing, cleaning and cutting with finance options available too. Offering servicing on all of the best brands and free pickup and delivery in the local area. Shepparton Mowers and Leisure, New Merca Road opposite IGA.
1FM sponsor.
Our Goulburn Valley is currently experiencing one of the worst mice plagues in recent history. And with the cold months upon us, these mice and rats are heading for the warmth of our houses, sheds and cars. They want to chew everything from food to electrical wires, not to mention the smell and disease they can bring with them. So now is the time to be proactive and call Jason's Pest Control. We have tamper-proof bait stations that use special baits which kill mice and rats but will not harm your pets. So stop mice dead. Call Jason's Pest Control. 1-800-599-699.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett, Will and Az. Join me in the studio. Now, we were just chatting. By the way, before I move on too far, that was River of Dreams by Billy Joel in the song theme, all from 1993. First we had UB40, Fallen in Love. Guess which ones topped the ARIA charts, as in order. They weren't 1, 2 and 3, but just guess which ones were the most popular, the least popular, please.
Do we get a chance at that?
Yeah, you can too. Yeah, you're not looking at the screen. So I might actually... Great idea, Will. That's why you're probably nearly moving into co-host.
Like, I thought you were going to do that last week.
You've hit 2 or 3 weeks in a row, so I'm just sort of...
Well,
you've moved from casual back up to part-time.
Well, I can't travel anywhere, so...
So you're not getting any better offers at the moment? So.
Yeah, sorry, I've got another show to do in Melbourne.
See how it is. Now, also, quick shout out, Emma, also doing the push-up challenge. Failed to mention, bit slack as, anyway.
Yeah, sorry about that.
We'll move on because there is a conspiracy theory too out there. Now, conspiracy rife about the package is no-show. I did just review the text I got because he did give me the heads up he wasn't coming on. Saturday night, 3/4 time, Essendon-Richmond game. Good to come on, Brady. Right to go this week. End of the game. Text, can't make it this week.
Mm.
Gee.
Yeah, she sent me a text before saying he's at the library.
Researching why Essendon lost. I don't think it's in
there. No, it's just how to support a better football team.
Rightio. Anyway, moving on. We'll move local and then we'll go back.
Jeez, that was ordinary.
Mine or your stuff?
Mine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, nice. I'll
not
cop
your
that.
Better work.
Yeah, not your better work.
Not my best work.
Yeah, but that's all right. Sometimes you got to lay down the worst stuff to make the average stuff seem better.
He's got to back himself up too. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, no more about package.
We'll talk locally a bit with the footy. First, KDFL. What are our movements? We're off again this week. Is that right?
Yeah. Off again this week. General bye, and then back into it the following week if all things go well. I think they've moved our previous game to the last round of the year now. So everything's been pushed back a week.
Yeah. Okay. Then. Yep.
Yes. So I think it's all the same apart from...
So we're not actually missing a game of footy. So they're just putting it on the end.
I think we're just pushing it back 1 week now.
Right.
And I read that they're bringing finals forward somehow.
No, they're taking it. That would push it back, you would think. Yeah,
because I they're bringing it forward.
No, because we're playing KDFLs now before the AFL Grand Final on the Friday.
Yeah.
So that would mean it's back a week than normal.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then, so Murray League, I don't know, interestingly, seeing what they're doing. I'll just read you the fixture this week for the Murray League. So you've got Cobram and Baruga in Baruga, Denny Finley in Denny. This is all Saturday. Then Moama, Echuca United in Moama. So that's all pretty normal.
Like, they're all big, like, sort of local derbies.
Yeah, local derbies. But then, listen, so they've got... Then Nathalia are playing a home game against Mawela in Mawela. and then Rumbelara have Tony in Moama. That's their home game. So they're just moving over the border. They're on the Sunday. So there's a double up there, Moama. 2 days of footy at Moama. Sunday game. And, Kakupna have the bye. But... interesting, obviously, that you can play over the border but not in...
The same thing happened last weekend. Like, you could, as a Victorian resident, border resident, you could go to New South Wales so long it was for this couple of reasons that you could. Mm-hmm. And then one was outdoor activity. So long as you don't stay around after the game, you can get no supporters. It was just like, so you're going to exchange, sweat, saliva and tears and whatever it is, on a football field, but you can't... go visit anybody. I just found it.
Yeah,
it's great to have great to keep the footy going, but it sort of defeats the purpose of what they're trying to achieve to a degree.
I don't know. Different jurisdictions, like
maybe
different states.
It's good for someone like a player like yourself, Brett, where you avoid contact. But
it's good if you want to get a clearance to catamatite and play for the week as well.
Yeah, which a friend of the show has done.
Yeah,
so, we know.
We won't name names.
I'm not sure he asked the coach either. Like, come back with an injury, that would have been a very bad look, wouldn't it?
Yeah, very much so.
Remember getting around his hamstring might be a little bit tight.
Ooh,
maybe when he says Jesse Stringer, Jesse Stringer's the package. Jesse Stringer does have off-field issues. Maybe that's what he's getting at. As in his discipline issues with bloody getting, didn't let the coach know. Come on, mate.
Yeah, that's a bit rich, isn't it?
Bit rich. Hopefully.
Maybe a fine on footy trip for that individual.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
Definitely.
We'll move on. And we'll move on to the AFL. Big news today. I'd love to avoid it, but I can't really avoid it. The Pies. Bucks sacked. Bucks decided to step down.
A mutual
agreement. Did either of you catch the press conference at all, or any bits of it, or not?
I only caught a glimpse of it, but it seems he may have got a tap on the shoulder or Bucks, I think, just to you know, it's your time to step down now, mate.
Yeah. Doesn't sit well with me. I know he's been in the role 10 years, but I know it's 1 year, but 2018, I guess my point, 2018, they're a kick off a grand final. If they win that, does he get sacked or get moved on? Probably not, in my view.
I reckon. Like,
you reckon he still would?
Yep.
No. Now you buy time with a flag, surely. Like, I don't know. I'd like to see someone else come in and do better.
As good as your last game, Brett. Like,
yeah, well, they won their last game.
Yeah.
So, thanks, Will.
Yeah, you
walked
get
right
the
into
point,
that one.
Like,
yeah.
Where are they on the ladder?
They are 16th. Got it right in front of me here.
How many teams are in the NFL?
NFL?
So, oh dear, it's been a long day. How many teams are in the AFL?
Yeah, 18.
So, yeah, at least you're not bottom.
Yeah, well, at least. Thanks. Thanks.
That's
mate.
A positive. That's what you take to your review meeting.
But what if he wins his last game against Melbourne? Then you really, you know, do you get him back on?
No. Too little, too late.
Bit disappointed. As am I being a bit blinded? Do you think fair or harsh? What do you think?
I think the way he was treated after being at the club for probably nearly 30 years, he probably deserved a little bit better than what he got. I think.
Yeah.
Probably a bit disappointed. The club's obviously been through a fair bit the last year or so, and yeah, I think they've got a lot of things to work out.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think. You give people a run with coaching and then it's not all the coach. It's the footy club as well. Like Dimmer was nearly sacked
too. I was actually chatting to someone today about the Damien Hardwick. How close was he to getting thrown out the door, and they held on with him, and next thing, you know, three premierships later,
he's
not
a great coach
going anywhere. Exactly. Yeah. So,
and he would have improved, don't get me wrong, Dimmer's improved as a coach, but it's not like he's gone from completely hopeless, can't coach, nearly worthy of being sacked, to one of the best.
I agree with you on that. I think that you've got to be able to look after someone that actually has been part of that club for so long. I think yes, the step down is warranted, but not halfway through a season. I think that's so rich.
Yeah.
It needs to be sort of, and I know that the NRL does it as well, like to change your coach mid-season, if the team turned around, like that further proves the fact that, yeah, maybe the coach didn't have the playing group.
Yeah. Oh, he has a playing group. The effort's there every week. I reckon he does. My tinfoil hat theory, I'm just putting it on, just putting it back on from the Billy Essendon theory, is... I think they maybe have someone lined up for the role.
Any names?
I think they would want to have someone lined up if they're going to help him out halfway through the season.
Yeah, you'd have to.
So it's perhaps not a massive tinfoil hat theory. Alistair Clarkson. There you go.
That's the name I was thinking of too.
That's been thrown around.
Yeah.
Justin Lepich is another one. To me, that would be a surprise, because why would you, like, are their credentials any different?
Are they gonna bring in big players?
No, players won't move with coaches as such. No.
No, but are they a draw card for someone to say, you know,
I want to go play with that coach? Oh.
Just to help my untrained.
Oh,
footy brand.
That happens probably rarely, I would say. Dale Thomas followed Mick to a degree.
Yeah.
But
probably not a whole lot in the AFL,
Because you can see it in rugby a bit.
Yeah.
People will follow a coach.
And it happens in soccer a lot, in the NPL and all that. But not as much. And Collingwood salary cap issues probably avoid that as well.
Maybe looking at getting Treloar back in next year.
Oh, don't stop it. We pay some of Bulldogs' contract even more. Now I do want to have a look at the ladder, the burner. Who do we put in the burner this year? The burner's all about just being really negative and just writing off a team for
the year. We've got Hawthorn, St Kilda. I put St Kilda in that.
Yeah, you put them in last week, and then they had a loss, so that you didn't get egg on your face. Yeah, they lost to Sydney by 9 points. But if they had beat Sydney, your burner would have been a bit premature. They would have been 6-6. So
and
Well,
it's a long season.
So North Melbourne are in there as well, and so are Hawthorn. We'll just put two in this week.
Yep.
As you get one, I get one. So Will, sorry, you're on the pine this week.
That's okay. That's fair.
I'm putting in the Pies. It's overdue. I'm putting them in officially.
That was an easy.
As soon as
get.
Bucks is gone, yeah. But you got to do the housekeeping ones.
Yeah,
we'll build our way up. But I'm putting in the Pies. Can't make finals and can't win. Line through them. Yeah, as who are you thinking?
Who we got in there again?
You got down towards the end. You got Adelaide, Carlton, Suns. Frio, Giants, and Essendon, then round out the rest of the bottom eight. Or you can put someone in the burner who's in the top eight if you want. But
no, I'll put a line through Carlton. I think their performance on the weekend, I think it's clear that their season's not going the way they'd like.
No, 4-8 have won one game of their last five. And yeah, that win was over Hawthorn, so not and only by 23 points. So yeah, not looking too great. So yeah, we put a line through them, righto. That's good. Your Saints one was early, but
I still hold it.
Oh yeah, no, you
I reckon the Crows will do better. Crows will do better than the Saints this year.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Mate,
I'll put a
and you can't unburn it either. That's the point of it being burned. So I wasn't giving you a chance to take it back. The call's been made.
No, you can't put aloe vera oil on that.
We'll go to the. That's a bit crisper.
That's a bit better than the library joke.
You're warming up. We'll go to the other end of the ladder. Just have a quick look. Melbourne still just the one loss. They had a bit of a loss there. And then Doggies in second, so still 8 points clear of third, the Cats. I know we check in this often, but
shout out to Scone.
A couple of weeks ago we said we both sort of we didn't all scoff at Melbourne and Dogs, but we thought we didn't believe the hype yet. Do you believe the hype yet? I'm not on the hype. I'm still not believing the hype at Melbourne 11.
No, I'm not either. No. I still think that they're going to slide at some stage. I don't think they can keep this up all season. And finals is a different game altogether. And they don't have much finals experience, Melbourne. So
no. Except the drubbing over in Perth.
The Bulldogs go with them too.
If the D's slide,
the Dogs go as well.
I reckon they both slide.
Because the only reason why is that game, D's Dogs, I haven't seen a game where a team has been so dominant in just smothering another team's football.
Yeah.
They really just strangled the absolute.
Yeah, they did. Melbourne have looked good winning. I'm not questioning that. They brought it last week against
Brisbane.
Who's that
young forward with the sort of big hair? That little
Fritch?
Yeah, Fritch. He's got big hair. He's either his head keeps on going or
Coldstream,
he's got hair.
Coldstream, I believe.
What?
Coldstream. Apparently that's a place down near Melbourne.
Coldstream. Sounds like
I hope I've got that right. He's on the Kutterbeans the other week. The Kutterbeans, they've been around a while, but they're probably not as crisp and as production value as us, but they're all right.
I was going to say, it sounds like a cold mineral water.
Yeah.
Coldstream.
Look it up. Okay. We'll come back with that after the break. State of Origin, quickly. Who we got playing
you
in State of Origin?
You make your comments first.
Who's playing again? New South Wales versus Queensland. Where is this week?
In the Ville, Townsville.
Oh, Townsville, that's right. They moved the game. Yeah, it was a bit of an uproar.
One of the newest stadiums in the country.
Me, New South Wales, 12 points victory.
12 points?
12 points. Comfortable.
On what basis? I mean, just interested.
On what basis? Teddy? Mm-hmm. Is Tedesco playing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that's my basis. Life is footy. That's it.
He's the captain.
That's as much as you're going to hear me about NRL.
Okay. As? You said 13 plus, didn't you?
Don't care can also be an answer.
You said by 10. A lot of don't care, but...
Hey, well, I give you the satisfaction of giving your sport time. So
I don't mind watching Origin. I don't mind
Origin's
it.
A good I do watch Origin's good footy. It's hard and it's fast.
Yeah.
Horde and force.
What's your
New South Wales... 10 points.
Yeah, okay. So I reckon Queensland by 2.
Oh.
And I reckon we lose the second game.
You're a Queenslander, though, so full disclosure, there is a...
But then we win in New South Wales, which is bold.
Casual bias there.
We'll go game one and three.
No worries. Very good. Okay, well, we will have the quiz coming up and a bit of On This Day. Don't forget the theme, 1993 songs, list the order. We've had UB40, Falling in Love. We've had Billy Joel, River of Dreams. And right now we've got DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Gee.
You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
People aged 50 and over can receive their COVID-19 vaccine at selected vaccination clinics. And from the 17th of May, it will be available at participating general practices. It's voluntary, free, and the best way to protect you and your community. Our Therapeutic Goods Administration continues to closely monitor the safety of all vaccines in Australia. Find out where you can get vaccinated at australia.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Have you heard of Jan's Beehive in Shepparton? Well, now you have. Next time you're in town, do yourself a favour and visit the store at 171 Corio Street, right opposite the old Fruitworks. You will be amazed at what you might find. From retro collectibles to lots and lots of kitschy secondhand goods. You'll also discover a massive range of totally unique gift ideas, including plenty of amazing handmade local crafts. So next time you're in town shopping, why not pop into Jan's Beehive at 171 Corio Street, Shepparton. You'll also find them on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher. They're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
Things are a little different right now. But at GMCU, we're still focused on what matters to you. Whether you're out and about grabbing a coffee at your local, getting back into soccer training with the kids, or heading off for a well-earned getaway around our beautiful region. We understand what matters to you. And we're still here for you however you do your banking. By a branch, on the go, or online. Find out more at gmcu.com.au.
1FM sponsor.
With only a handful of blocks left in the private estate of Freedom Place, Kyalla, it's time to act now to secure your retirement future in what will be the most sought-after address in the local area, complete with a swimming pool, bowling green, gym, craft room, dance floor, library and much more. This over-50s village has only 39 villas, freehold titles and caravan storage beside your home. So make sure to come for a drive now and see how exceptional your retirement future can be. Freedom Place, 15 Gennari Road, Kyalla.
Station sponsor.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett, Will and Az join me in the studio. Now, the 1993 ARIA charts, we had DJ Jazzy Jeff, DJ, oh, that's a bit of a tongue twister.
Jeez.
Fresh Prince with Boom Boom Shake the Room. We had Billy Joel with River of Dreams and we had UB40 Fallen in Love. Now, so to guess along at home in order from most popular to least popular, all in the top 50 in 1993. Wilbur, what are you going with? UB40, Falling in Love. You've got
that's last. Like so, third.
You're going last, righto?
So third.
Yep. Billy Joel, River Dreams, and then you got DJ Jazzy Jeff.
DJ Jazzy Jeff second,
mm-hmm.
And then Billy Joel first.
As
I think they're in order. I think we played them in order, I reckon. From number one to number three, I reckon.
He's got it. He's got it.
I've done it.
He's read me. He's done it how I've read it. Now, number 19 for the year was 18 for the year. Boom, Boom, Shake the Room. Number 13, The River of Dreams, Billy Joel. And the fifth highest selling song in 1993 was Can't Help Falling in Love, UB40. Number one, Meatloaf. I'd do anything for you, love. For anything for love. I was going to play that
Was that the grand final, reckon?
Oh, I hope not. Yeah, that's all we had, so we quickly scrapped that. No, it was 5 minutes 40. I'm like, poof. You know, people probably want to listen to our voice rather than the music, so helped them out. Also, just want to quickly mention the French Open. Rafa Nadal, 12, he's going for his 12th or 13th in a row, still hasn't dropped a set. Jeez. But I wanted, I always like getting this question answered because it's pretty contentious. The GOAT of this era, Djokovic, Nadal, Federer. Who's your GOAT? What?
You go as?
Federer for me.
Federer for Az?
Yeah.
Federer for...
The Fed.
Oh, that's a common answer, I think.
No, I just...
I'm Nole Djokovic. I'm Novak.
Yeah, I was about to do an order.
Yeah.
I'd go Fed, Joker. Rafa. I would have said the last 5 years, Joker. But over the last 10, 15 would be Fed.
Years,
My reason's Joker is because he's won all his against Nadal and Federer, whereas Federer had six or seven before Djokovic was out of nappies, basically. No, not it. But, you know, he was 16 or 17.
Hence why I said last five, Joker.
Mm.
Yeah. I saw him at Wimbledon.
Oh, you've seen him at Wimbledon?
I've seen him at Wimbledon. Like, I saw him play in Wimbledon.
Must be very nice. Righto, we'll get on to the quiz.
I'm trying to track that.
The quiz...
lined up for quite some time.
What no one asked for, the quiz, it's back. I'm actually going with the same formula as last time, so bear with me. But
off the cuff.
We'll just crack straight into it. And it's all sporting this week. It's not specific AFL, specific cricket. We're at Queensland versus Vic. I'll fire away. Oh, buzzers, just buzz in with your name, please. All have multiple choice. So if you wait, you can choose to wait for the multiple choice.
Okay.
But prefer just, you know, an answer. This one, though, you do have to wait for the multiple choice.
Package.
Thanks, Bill.
Australia has been part of Olympic history since the first Olympics in Athens in 1896. What was Australia's performance in the 1896 Olympics? Two athletes, no gold medals. Three athletes won three gold medals, One athlete won two gold medals, or four athletes won two gold medals?
As? A.
He's gone A? No.
Will. It's four athletes, two golds.
No. C, always go C, multiple choice. One athlete won two gold medals. Edwin Flack was Australia's sole representative at the 1896 Olympics.
And he won two.
He won in the gold in the 800 metres and in the 1500 metres. Hold on, Edwin Flack. Sticking with athletics.
Because we love this.
Yeah, we do. This is what you get with the quiz. Who was Australia's golden girl of athletics during the 1950s? There is a multi-choice if you want to wait on.
If you want to. Doesn't come to my mind straight away.
Doesn't come straight to mind. I actually would have got this without the multiple choice, just quietly.
That's pretty sad.
No, it has a statue outside the MCG, that's why.
Oh, okay. Well, then there
and
you
a
go.
Room, I think.
Oh, really?
Yep. Oh, I hope I haven't given it away. Your options are A, Betty Cuthbert, B, Marjorie Jackson, C, Dawn Fraser, or D, Shirley Strickland?
Will. Shirley Strickland?
No.
Actually, I got another one up my sleeve.
As you don't get a second guess, mate.
Well, if he fails on this,
I'm
going to
say A again.
Yes, it is. Yes. It's Betty Cuthbert.
Ah, geez, that was another one.
And I reckon she's got a statue at the MCG.
Cuthbert. What'd she do?
An 18-year-old at the 1956 Olympics, Betty Cuthbert won gold medals in 100, 200, and the 4x100.
Oh.
Unfortunately, the 1960 Olympics in Rome turned out to be a disaster for her in her comeback, but she captured gold again in the 400 metres at the Tokyo Olympics.
In the 400 metres?
Yeah. So, you know, 100, 200, 400, 4x100.
Because most people are only like a specific 400 metre runner.
Yeah.
And like the 1 and 200 is pretty similar, but 400's a niche one.
This was 56 though, so
it's a long time ago.
Things might have been different. We just got telly brought over in those Olympics. right, moving on. Which international cycling event is held in South Australia annually?
Oh, the Tour Down Under.
Correct. Didn't even need the...
didn't need a buzz.
one of the multi-choice, just out Sam, of...
Wait, do you want the sponsor name as well?
Jayco?
No. What's it normally going to be? It's
the Santos. Jayco might do a Vic one.
No, it used to be the Santos Tour Don't.
Yeah. Interestingly, I just read the multi-choice here. I have to read this. One of the option C was Le Tour d'Australie. Not bad there. Whoever's formatted this quiz. Very good. I mean, I formatted all this myself.
Probably some bloke's Tour de Fridge.
Tour de Fridge. Moving on. Which two Tasmanian men's sporting team have a tiger as their...
The Tasmanian Tigers cricket.
Yep.
And the... Is it the basketball?
Incorrect.
Oh.
Do you want all the multi-choice, Will?
I would love the multi-choice.
Okay. A, hockey and cricket. B, basketball and hockey. C, baseball and cricket. Or D, baseball and basketball. So you can knock out basketball and hockey. Cause
yes, we know that cricket is one.
Mm.
What were the options with cricket? So it was
hockey and cricket or baseball and cricket? Tick. Tock, tick,
hockey top. And cricket.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
What's that score? You're gonna need us to keep score too. I'm.
I think I've got two.
One.
I think I'm losing wheels like last time. Yeah, none for the package.
None for Bill. Reading those books.
Oh dear. Just trying to. The Western Australian netball team is the West Coast.
Fever.
Oh, it doesn't even... Got it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Bang. 2-2.
Nice. I like that.
Oh, that was a good get. Here we go.
Do you just want to have... Just blurt it. No buzzing.
Yeah, well, no
buzzing.
Yeah,
sorry. No buzzing.
Yeah. Well, actually, didn't buzz in. Do you want to buzz in and answer Fever?
Thing.
No.
Gee, real hard ball you run there.
This is the tiebreaker. The last one. Last question.
Righto. This is it.
Yep.
Just by chance.
Australia first sent competitors to the Winter Olympics way back in 1936. But it was not until 2002 that they won their first gold medal. Who won that medal?
Oh, Will.
No, we're just blurting answers. So if you do know, as you can jump in.
Oh, is this... hang on, is this...
There is a multi-choice, but...
But did he buzz in before the multiple choice?
You paused.
Yeah, you did. You did.
But you paused.
You did. You're going to have to guess now. You did. Yeah, I did pause. I did pause.
What was it name?
I was foxing.
Lydia Lassila, the aerial skier.
Is incorrect.
The way you're saying
so
it.
So your options are as Colin Coates, Zali Steggel, the ice hockey team, or Stephen Bradbury.
Oh.
As. I'm going to say Stephen Bradbury.
And that is correct. Bradbury. Bradley was virtually handed the gold. I don't like that. I'm actually not going to read that.
No, he got into the final.
He earned it.
On the same way that he won the gold. Like, he was literally last man skating and then got into the...
Earned. Sweat equity. Now, on this date, just quickly, we'll have to power through this. Michael J. Fox born, 60 today.
Really?
Back to the Future fans?
Sort of, yeah.
No.
It wasn't too bad.
Quick no from Az.
Wasn't too bad.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, a bit upsetting that. Johnny Depp, 58 today. There you go. I'm probably just
not a year fan, though.
Nah, Platoon, Edward Scissorhands, Ed Wood, Chocolate, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and Dark Shadows.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Finding Neverland, Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's probably his only
Alice in Wonderland. Pass. Whenever I hear Johnny Depp, I remember the issues when he tried
when
to bring his
the
pets
dogs?
In.
Yeah, him right. And Barnaby Joyce.
Good old Barnaby. Andrew Simons born today.
Roy,
46. He turns. Made his debut for Queensland in 94-95. Retired in 2012. Pretty limited Test career in the end, but
yeah.
Good 100 on Boxing Day, I remember, once.
I think his head still sore from, what was that, Hayden's head who he hugged when he made 100.
The helmet. When he did. It was a fair wrestle. What was Hayden still doing in batting with Andrew Simons?
Yeah.
Hayden doing Hayden things.
Probably must have been on 200 himself.
Just making runs.
Yeah. Robert Murphy, born today, 39.
Back on Simons, though, just quickly, some interesting facts. He used to train with the Brisbane Broncos in his off season.
Doesn't surprise me.
To get his fitness, because he was a big, he's a big boy.
Yeah, he shirt fronted.
He shoulder charged the streaker in the Australian game.
Yeah.
The Gabba absolutely flattened him.
Rob Murphy, also born on this day, 39, Western Bulldogs player. He missed the grand final in 2016, which we remember. Yeah, Bevo gave him his medal.
He did too.
That's all I've got. Oh, Ash Barty on this day won the French Open in 2019. Fortunately, she got knocked out, I think, in the
Barty party.
Second or third round this year. Oh, retired hurt, sorry.
Right.
Someone tried to actually say that she was feigning an injury in the previous round, and not many Aussies were very happy on Twitter around that, because Ash Barty, of all the feigning of injuries in tennis, I'm not sure Ash Barty would be in that category. But
no, I don't think she'd be the first to do that.
Mm.
There's a few others that come to mind.
Federer?
Federer.
Did you hear he pulled out of the French Open to get ready for Wimbledon?
He's close to 40.
I've got an issue with that, though. Why play?
Yeah.
He played the first three rounds.
Yeah. Won them. That's true. Like, I think if you're not right, don't play.
He fears Nadal. He didn't want to play Nadal and hurt his legacy.
You really are an anti-Fed man.
No, I'm not anti-Fed. He's my second best player. I have him ahead of Nadal, but Joko's my one.
He's
just not a likable character, so he doesn't get the praise he deserves, in my
Joker?
View. Yeah, he's not very...
He's just a silent assassin.
Yeah, yep. Anyway, that's all for tonight. Action-packed show. We'll see how we go with numbers next week. And hopefully these cases stay down and we get out and about a bit more. I might be back on my own when that happens, but we'll see.
the house might clear out.
Yeah.
No, we'll have Bill, I reckon.
Yeah, Bill. No, we won't. He was a one-trick pony.
Still be reading.
coming up, we've got the Dutch program with Martin and Margaret, so stick around for that. And we'll be here the same time next week from 6 to 7. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.